If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steven, you first.
Well, guys, we found out today that the New York Jets youth movement also includes the punter position. Thomas Morstead, Saints Super Bowl champ, released by the J-E-T-S Jets today. And he's been working out at Tulane's practice facility. Posted a video on Instagram. Let's hear from Thomas Morstead.
Yo, down here in New Orleans, getting it in at Tulane, Yeoman Stadium. Just got a call from the Jets that they're moving on from me. Just wanted to say thank you to all the fans, all the coaches that I worked with over the past few years, the teammates. It's been awesome. I've had a great experience. Disappointed to be moving on and disappointed how it went down. But it's just the way it goes in this business. I really appreciate everybody that's been a part of the journey. And I'm out here getting some kicks in with my boys. And wanted to say thank you to everybody.
We'll see what's next for the 39-year-old Morstead. He was set to have a cap number of a little more than $3 million this year with the Jets, and this clears more than $2.5 million in cap space by cutting him loose. Got a career average, guys, 41.5 net yards per punt. I still think he's got something in that leg. We'll see where he ends up this season.
I do believe he will punt again, and I'll never forget when they picked him. The Saints traded up in the draft to get him. Man, did we catch some flack that day about why are the Saints trading up for a punter? And, man, we had calls one after the other. This is before the text line stuff got invented. But, man, we had one caller after another, and I thought about it because he was at SMU. And we got in touch with June Jones. Bob was good friends with June. June actually coached him with the Falcons and actually offered him a job as an assistant coach at University of Hawaii. I still don't understand why he didn't turn that one down. But he came on Sports Talk the Monday for the second guest and made the comment, and I was surprised. He said he's the greatest punter I've ever been around, college or pro. Man, Bob and I looked at one another. Whoa. June's seen a lot of punters throughout his years. And so I do think, Steve, you're right. I think Morstead will punt again somewhere in the NFL. Charlie?
Guys, we've talked a lot about what is the magic number for LSU to get that top eight national seed. And via Joe Peely from D1 Baseball, as I mentioned in the Sports Flash, that it's basically 18 is the starting point, but if you can get to 19 and win the weekend series at South Carolina, you feel great about it. 20, you are a complete lock if you can sweep South Carolina this upcoming weekend. We'll see what ultimately happens for LSU, but via D1 Baseball's most recent Field of 64 projection, they have LSU as the number two overall seed in the field, hosting Miami, Southeastern Louisiana, and Bryant in a Baton Rouge regional. Now, in the super regional potential matchup via this projection, they're matched up with the Raleigh, North Carolina regional, NC State, the 15 seed, hosting two-seeded Florida, who may be quietly one of the best or hottest teams, at least in the SEC right now, Connecticut, the 3-seed, and 4-seeded High Point. So that's what LSU is currently at via D1 Baseball's most recent Field of 64 projection. They have the 2-seed, guys.
This is not a surprise, but ABC announced it today that LSU-Clemson on August 30th in Clemson, South Carolina, will be at 6:30 Central Standard Time on ABC. Now, that's a star-studded lineup that weekend because Texas plays Ohio State. I think that's a noon game between Texas and Ohio State on Fox. And also Alabama plays Florida State. But LSU gets some big-time billing again. Now, hopefully, they can win an opener under Brian Kelly. But 6:30, August 30th, LSU-Clemson in Clemson. And if you bet the anything, bet the amount of time this game goes over. Man, with the way Klubnik and Nussmeier throw the ball, I don't think this is going to be an under sort of situation. Man, the way those guys are going to throw it, and both of them can really sling it out there. So made official, and boy, all eyes will be that weekend, certainly early on, Texas, Ohio State. And if I'm going to play Ohio State, I want to catch them early with them 14 guys that went to the NFL. I want to play that particular part. And then LSU-Clemson on ABC at 6:30 Central Standard Time. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.